Two big trades yesterday in the world of sports. Devers from the Red Sox to the Giants. Tigers fans who wanted him, that's a big time bat, didn't get him. And I get why. He's another lefty. He doesn't play a position. He's certainly not playing third base at a high level. And he's owed $250 million. So what's the move Scott Harris should make? Because you got to do something. That's out there, 248-539-9797. You can give a player a position, the priority for Scott Harris, because it's officially buying season.
Yep. It opened up yesterday.
Yep. You can get a deal done before July 31st. It's allowed. The NBA, big move yesterday in the Eastern Conference. Desmond Bane traded to the Orlando Magic. They gave up 4 first-round picks. I think some of that is they were able to dump the KCP contract in the deal. But that's a lot to give up. And I like Desmond Bane. I like him for them. It's a lot to give up. But it's clear Orlando looks at the Eastern Conference and says, nobody's special. We could be that team that makes a run of the Eastern Conference Finals or more. We're going for it.
Yeah, 4 first-round picks sounds like a lot. But when we've talked about the NBA and the NBA draft, if you're giving up first-round picks that are at the near the bottom end of that first round, what are you really giving up? It's not the same value as going and getting an established player.
No. Think about how their roster rounds out now. Yeah, so they have Paolo Banchero. That's their number one pick. That's their Cade, right? That's their guy with superstar upside. Franz Wagner's a great number two. Suggs was hurt last year, but they like him. Throw in Bane as the ideal backcourt 3-and-D shooter. They were a great defense, a terrible shooting team a year ago. He fits their defense. He gives them a shooter, and he makes them better than the Pistons today. I mean, the Orlando Magic are probably one of the 3 or 4 best teams in the East because of this move. And they're looking around saying, hey, Knicks gave up 5 picks for Bridges. He's better than Bridges.
Yeah.
Siakam was a big-time addition to round out the Pacers roster. This is our Siakam.
Yeah, the Bridges trade didn't get him to the Eastern Conference Final. And I don't know that this gets... I mean, it certainly gives them the opportunity to get to the Eastern Conference Final.
It's why they made the move. They look at this and say, it's a moment in time for us to be competitive in the East with a young team that's getting better. Sound like a team in our city? How does this impact the Pistons?
Well, I mean, it impacts them because you're going to eventually be playing against them in the playoffs.
And do you need to do something to keep up?
Sure. I don't think there's any question you need to do something to keep up. And if they roll it back, are they still a playoff team?
Yes.
Is it a little less likely that they'll go to the Eastern Conference Finals? Kind of feels like it, but we don't know what it looks like really with the way Cade played this year and how he developed with Jaden Ivey.
My first thought when I saw this deal was, is Memphis going to rebuild?
Are you going to go get Ja?
Looking for a different guy in that roster. And I wasn't the only one that thought this. So Brian Windhorst was on ESPN, and he immediately did one of those moments where he got deep into thought. The answer is the Pistons should go trade for Jaren Jackson Jr. And I know there are reports out of Memphis today that say they don't want to do that. They intend to extend Jaren Jackson Jr. It's the right thing to say publicly, but they're not competing in the West. The Desmond Bane trade is a step towards rebuilding, and the Detroit Pistons can offer all the picks you could want and young players to get it done. So, John, that's the move to make. Jaren Jackson Jr. is 25 years old. He fits the timeline. He is a stretch big, the thing that Pistons fans have been screaming for. He shoots the 3 at a 38% clip. That'll play. And you don't have to sacrifice any of your defensive identity. He's the best defender in the entire league. He's the reigning defensive player of the year. So to get Jaren Jackson Jr., I'm not trading Cade, but everything else is on the table. I'd make them an offer with 3 or let's make it 4 first round picks, and I'll throw in Ivy and Durin. Why not? Why wouldn't you make that move if you were the Pistons? And how can you say no? If you're Memphis, you're rebuilding. I give you Durin and Ivy and 4 firsts. And now the Pistons have a team where we have Asar Thompson, Jaren Jackson Jr. as complimentary pieces to Cade Cunningham. That's a hell of a roster, is it not? I still have Ron Holland Jr. to be another one of those pests, and I got to fill out shooting, so I'm bringing Malik Beasley back. But that's a hell of a team.
It is, and it would be. What are you giving up to go get him?
I said Durin, Ivy, and 4 firsts. I can replace rebounding from Duren. It's probably the cheapest thing to
find.
Fill. Yeah. You probably got to match salaries. Tobias maybe out of here too, but Jaren Jackson Jr. is a starting power forward.
Yeah. And, I mean, so what have we said all off season? I mean, basically since even before a stretch big.
Yeah.
And a stretch big that can shoot. He provides that. He provides the defense. And it's a style of play that this team likes to play. He fits stylistically. Would this be a better team minus Ivy?
Well, he didn't contribute last year to their playoff push.
Okay. Minus Ivy, minus Duren.
Yes.
And whatever future first they are. I've already said I don't think a lot of the first. If you're planning on making this team a contender, you could still get talent. Sure, you could still build your roster, but you're not getting impact players. Chances are you're not getting impact players late into the first round.
Look, NBA wants to get wild. We can get wild. I mean, the Pistons are primed to do it. And I wouldn't just say this for any player. Jaren Jackson Jr., I think, is like in a laboratory, the type of player this team wants to add and needs to add.
Again, stylistically, he fits. I don't know what would it take for them to say yes. That because I always want to try and play it from their side. Because you lose Bane, but you add Ivy.
Yeah.
So guard for guard.
Yeah. And
not the same.
No,
but.
And big for big, you're getting Duren back, and you're getting in total 8 first round picks between the two. Take advantage of us silly teams in the East that are chasing the title. Build your war chest and still get young complementary pieces back in return.
I mean, I guess I just wonder then, what are the value of those first round picks if you've got two along with yours every round at the bottom? What are you going to be able to use them to package and go up and get?
Well, here's the selling point is, especially in today's NBA where we're seeing new champions every year, the apron is a real problem. The idea that these teams that are giving up 4 firsts are going to be good 7 and 8 years from now, it's unlikely. So then you're going to end up with this gold mine at the end, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. That's why you do it if you're a team like Memphis. What's the alternative? I'm going to be the 10th or 11th best team in the West with Jaren Jackson Jr.?
What this means for the Pistons is they've just set the market with trade value. What does it then take to go get a Devin Booker?
Yeah.
6 first-round picks along with with players?
I know.
Like, so that to me is more how does it affect the Pistons, and it seems more likely knowing that this is what it takes to get trades done this year, that they do end up running it back. That's what it means to me.
What does it mean to you guys when you see deals like this? Desmond Bane to the Orlando Magic, making a push to be more competitive in the East.